can't believe we're doing this.
I know.
Jesus
Christ. I appreciate your patience with this topic.
I mean, Sable texted me like midweek this week and she was like, okay, I know you're going to hate this idea. And I was like, Sable, I would never hate anything that you pitch. One, because you're a genius and very smart. But I was like, we're in this together. We're a team. I'm very open. Whatever it is, it's going to be great. And then she told me what she wanted to do. Sable, why don't you introduce this episode?
On today's episode of Smell You Later, we will be talking about a topic that everybody deals with. Deodorant.
She'll be doing a lot of the talk.
The smells of the body.
God damn it. No, those are two different things.
The odors from the body.
And you know what? I know that episode is also inevitable for me. So why don't we just take this a step at a time?
baby steps. Just pushing boundaries.
Honestly, pushing one boundary and it's mine.
I mean, it's summer. We're all thinking about our smells. That's why it immediately came to mind.
I don't know why we're here or why we're doing this.
People have to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to be honest with you. I fully think I'm on the brink of a panic attack. And now we're doing this episode. So maybe this will be the thing that sends me over the edge.
This is like Fear Factor.
Yeah. No, this is that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Why is it such a why do I hate it? I don't know.
You know, everybody has their like squeamish things.
Yeah, I don't like any body things. I don't like any body things. You know,
I can't. Yeah, like I can't fuck with like pimple popping videos.
Oh no, no,
no, no, no, no.
Oh my god,
I don't want to hear about it. I'm gonna look at it.
No, no, absolutely not. Anytime one of my idiot friends sends me a TikTok, I watch it and I have a little laugh. And then the next thing that populates is like a really gross, and I'm like, you gotta. No. I've gotten good at that swipe away because I just can't. No,
there need to be like. Graphic content warning.
I'm sorry, trigger warning. Yeah. Ew. Ugh. I'm sure the sick fucks listening to this love that. Call in. Tell us what you think.
Ugh. Yeah, any sort of like gross removal video is like, nope. Get that out of my face. Do not take things out of the body.
Yeah, I don't like anything like body related. My friends always joke because they're disgusting and I don't like body humor. So there's a lot of dissonance there. Ew.
There's a difference between like, okay. I guess because some things are more visceral than others. Mm-hmm. So like things like pimple popping stuff. As soon as I hear about it, I can see it in my brain. So that's overstepping a boundary.
Yeah.
But at least with body odor, it's not visual. I don't know. Unless I'm confronted with it immediately, the scent, it can't hurt me in my brain.
I don't know. I find it pretty hurtful.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny that like I'm completely with you on the pimple popping thing, but like, in real life, if I have a situation going on my face, it has to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, same. On myself, mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Not on other people.
And, like, I know we're not supposed to fuck with their face.
Yeah.
And pops it. Ew. Yeah. but, like, I don't want it there. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So like,
I'm fearless when it comes to doing, like, my own extractions.
Yeah. Extractions is such a good, like, workaround for... Yeah. I love extractions.
It's a clinical extraction.
Yeah. But yeah, don't show it to me. No. Keep that shit to yourselves.
Or like, you know how like some people, they're like, oh, I popped my boyfriend's back knee.
Oh, I'm my like, God.
I will never do that
for
you.
Oh my God.
I will give a boy every product under the sun that he could potentially want, but I will not fucking pop your pimples.
I don't ever want to be that close to anyone in my life. You might as well just like shit with the door open. I'm so sorry.
I would rather have them shit with the door open.
I don't want that either. That's more body content that I just don't need. I never want to live with a man ever again if that's going to be the kind of relationship that we have. No. Absolutely not. Ugh. Oh my God, this is off to such a rough start.
Yeah, we've really dove in there. Like, what is the grossest thing we could talk about?
My God. This is not this type of podcast, you guys. I'm so sorry.
We're really living up to that smell you later.
Oh my God. This has all been a horrible mistake.
Fooled you. Gosh, how did we get here? I feel like we've kind of talked about deodorant before, but never.
Wasn't one of our first episodes that we go down in like a giant rabbit hole? Yeah.
And then you were like, stop.
Yeah, screaming at the top of my lungs as usual.
How did we get here?
Yeah. And okay, so also, like, I like to be, well, I mean, we both like to be prepared for our show.
Of course.
So, you know, when we have guests on, we brief them with questions. And if we need to, we do our research. Half the time, we like know everything we're going to ask them, but whatever.
We're well informed.
Yeah. And like when we do episodes on our own, I like to do a little bit of research just to not sound like a dumbass as usual. Like when, like the last week's sunscreen episode, we both researched sunscreen. Yeah. This whole, since you texted me, I was like, I'm not going to, like, you're going to, we're going to fly by the seat of our pants with this one because I just don't need to go down that road.
I don't think it needs that much. Well, like, okay. I feel like everything kind of researchable that you would want to know about deodorant or antiperspirant, like, I already know just by being in beauty.
Sure.
And I'm like, I feel like I don't need to know more. I know enough.
Yeah.
Enough to be an informed consumer.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
Fine.
That's fair.
Yeah. And other than that, it's just like personal anecdotes. What works? What doesn't work? Because some stuff works for some people that doesn't work for others.
Yeah, this is true. And it's all a personal journey.
I know. And then like people are like, I can't find a deodorant I like or that works for me or doesn't do something, have some weird gross side effect. Yeah. And like nobody talks about it because they don't want everybody to know that they're gross. But we're all gross.
I'm fine with you not talking about
having
it.
Having a body is disgusting.
That is true. Everything is gross about having a body.
I know. Ugh. Bodies are vile.
Yeah. We should do an episode about sex.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, that's nasty.
It's pretty nasty. Jeez. I mean, it's funny. Sex is funny. I'm
sex
sorry.
Is funny. You have to be able to laugh.
Yeah. And like, oh God. Yeah. No, we really could do a whole episode about the sexy later. I don't know. Yeah.
We will.
Yes. Now I'm thinking about all the like weird sex odors and I'm like, oh yeah, there is a
little... See, again though, I'm just like, why? Why?
Yeah. Gosh. I'm like, how do we do this podcast?
Well, we have to talk about what we smell like
of
today.
Of course we do. Yes.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, today I smell like...
Wait, Sable.
Okay, you have to ask me.
What do you smell like today?
I smell like persons of interest to wolves.
Yes.
Which sounds like such an epic name for a fragrance. Like, why are there two of them? Like, what happened? Like, are they friends? Are they lovers? Like, what's going on?
You know that reference, right?
Wait, no, I'm stupid. I don't know.
No. What? Oh my God, I love knowing things. The story of two wolves, you may hear this like in daily conversations because people like to make this reference, like there are two wolves inside me and they're like battling or something.
Oh, I have seen many memes on that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I guess it's an old Cherokee teaching. A fight is going on inside of me. He said to a boy, it is a terrible fight and it's between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity. This list is so long.
Oh my God.
Guilt, resentment, inferiority. False, okay, etc.
Bad stuff.
A lot of
bad wolf. Negative wolf.
What's the other wolf, I wonder? He continued, the other is good. He is joy, peace, love. Okay, I mean, we get the point.
And it's like, which one wins?
The grandson says, which wolf will win? And the old Cherokee simply replied, the one you feed.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I have heard of that before. I had no connection. I didn't know I had a connection to the fragrance, but I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. The one you feed. Yeah. It's true, though.
How do you know how that ended?
I've heard that story before.
I've actually never heard the end of it.
I just didn't realize that it was this fragrance.
Yeah.
Wow, that actually makes it make more sense now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this smells nothing like wolf. I do not get a wolf scent. That's me being a dum-dum.
Turns out.
No, it's a lovely scent. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like smooth and suedey and leathery with like a little bit of sweet muskiness. Mm-hmm. It is just like this elegant muskiness that, I don't know, like it kind of reads to me almost like, you know how like so many like sporty fragrances are like mountain air, like fresh rock side. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but yeah, like everything's like this like kind of extreme sports thing. Like this to me kind of reads like the super elegant version of like a sport fragrance, because it's like
really,
it's kind of airy and fresh, but it has this really elegant base of like a musky leathery kind of sandalwoody base. So it's like very elegant. It's like super absolutely like non-gender specific. Mm-hmm. Like I don't get a read on that, but it smells clean and comforting with like a little bit of an edge
to me. It's like an animalic musk.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I think it definitely boils down to that.
Yeah.
Like when I first sprayed it on, I was like, oh, like this is kind of zesty. This is kind of like a little sweet and adventurous. But now after a couple hours, I'm like, I see.
You like a musk a lot.
I love the musk.
So this doesn't surprise me. It is really pretty.
Yes, it's very pretty. And like, I feel like this is the kind of scent that probably smells a little bit different in everybody.
Sure.
Because like all, I think that about all musky scents.
Yeah.
But now that I know it's two wolves, the parable of the two wolves, mm-hmm. I'm like, ah.
Yes.
I see the contrasts here.
We love persons of interest.
I love them.
You do. Really love them.
I'm into it.
I was.
They're all like pretty. They're all of their scents, I feel like they're intense in their own way, but they're all like singularly unique.
Okay.
There are a couple that I'm like, okay, this is clearly your intense, leathery, like,
yeah,
quote unquote masculine scent. Yeah. Like a couple of them read that way, but I do think that all of them are pretty unique in their own way.
I really like the whole collection because it, by and large, leans warm.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say warm and sweet. I don't want to say warm and leather, like this or that, whatever, but they definitely, I don't know, they have like 10 or 11 scents, and I would say like 7 or 8 of them, probably 8, are very warm.
Yeah.
I love that.
They're all pretty extroverted scents.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. I don't find that they've wore super strongly on me, just like in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, we've been confined to our apartments
and fair
for 15 months until I guess last week.
Yeah.
So who is
one
to say?
Week? Everyone's just like, roll out.
We're done. Yeah, I love Persons of Interest a lot.
Yeah, their scents are lovely.
Love them.
And I feel like they're such like an under the radar brand.
I know. I want more people to like know about them.
Yeah.
Let's have them on.
Let's have them on.
Oh my God.
They're Canadian? They're Canadian.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're Canadian. Maybe that's why. They don't. I remember you gave me their incense as well, which I love.
Well, yeah, because I thought it was candy.
So, they're like these little black sooty cones.
Yeah, I think I thought that they were truffles because they came in a tin.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and they sent both of us two
discovery
kits,
yeah,
which are tiny vials of each scent.
Mm-hmm.
But then they sent us one full size of the entire collection.
Wow.
But then they sent us two tins of this incense, which I was like, ooh,
yeah,
this looks good. And I was this close to popping one into my mouth and I was like, you know what? This doesn't smell like chocolate. I don't know.
I mean, you would have spat it out immediately.
I mean,
just chewing on a piece of incense. It's like the cone type, not the long stick type.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The little tiny pyramids.
You live, you learn.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, their incense is great. I love it. Yeah.
Do you just light
the cone
thing and it just burns?
It like kind of turns into an ember.
Hmm.
Yeah. I like the little cone incenses, but because they're so little, they don't last very long.
Yeah.
It's the thing. They burn pretty quickly. And they're usually more expensive than like the stick kind. So it's like you have to be precious about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not an incense guy.
I know. I'm not precious about anything. So I'm just like, light them up. Burn this house down.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Literally. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So I kind of feel like my life is closing in on me currently because it is.
Kind of is.
I'm moving for the 1,000th time, but now my gorilla bins are here in my apartment, right? And the gorilla bins are essentially just giant Rubbermaid bins.
Totes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to fuck with cardboard boxes, which are apparently inconvenient. So they arrived and the guys delivered them to my unit. And then like, I was like, thank you. And I shut the door and I was like, these fill up the entire space.
Yep.
Like, And they're just two stacks of them, but they're like 10 each. Yeah. Like, where the fuck am I going to put these when I pack them?
Yep. You just pile them up on top of one another.
Like, what have I done? So there's no room in my apartment and nothing's packed. And so I was getting out of the shower today, like feeling frazzled, and I needed something light and airy and summery and whatever. I just didn't want, I love a nice warm scent, but I feel like those weigh me down and I'm clearly crawling out of my skin, so I didn't want any of that. And I was going to wear Roses on Ice by Killian.
Oh, I love that one.
It's such a good one. It's such a good, like, aquatic, summery scent.
Such a fresh, zesty scent, yeah.
Right. And I know that, but, like, we've talked about it on here before, and, like, who cares? That, like, I'm fine to repeat a fragrance, but I just...
But I'm sure it smells different on you than it smells on me.
And probably everything smells different on us.
Yeah. We have very different body chemistry.
We do. Yeah. We do. But I'm not wearing that. I settled on a favorite of mine. I'm wearing Believe by Britney Spears.
Believe.
Believe came out in 2007, and it was still on like the earlier side of the Britney Spears brand, fragrance-wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was, of course, Curious, and then there was Fantasy. And I think this was the third, like, tentpole scent. Mm-hmm. I think that they had a few flankers of Fantasy, maybe just one, Midnight Fantasy, and then they put out Believe. And
was that the one with the butterfly?
No.
Okay.
That's Mariah Carey.
Oops.
Believe.
I thought Britney had a butterfly one. Never mind.
I don't think she does. I mean, I guess I would know. But Believe is really great. It's a bouncy, fruity, but like almost like an aldehydic fruit.
Mm.
It is not, I remember it being like a gender neutral fragrance when it came out, but it was never that. Mm. It was a Britney Spears scent in 2007. I think I just wanted it so fucking bad that I convinced myself that, like, you know, boys could wear it. And look at me now.
You smell like a Jolly Rancher.
Right. This is actually one of her best. The bottle design is really cool. It's green glass with a chrome top, and it sits on its side.
Ooh,
so you can kind of like sit it however you want, and it has the Britney heart with the lion through it engraved on it. It's iconic, and the scent is just fantastic. It's at the top, there's guava and tangerine. In the middle, there's lime blossom, whatever the fuck that is, honeysuckle, and at the base, there's patchouli, praline, and amber. And really, you get guava and patchouli. It's a really nice, juicy, meaty fruit. And then patchouli does pull up quite a bit from the base, but in a way that is really like earthy and herbaceous without being like, oh, that's patchouli, because I hate patchouli. It's just like really great. And they only did one of them. There was no Believe flanker.
Oh.
And they certainly didn't stop making Britney scents after this.
I don't know.
I don't know why they just moved on. I don't know why they left Believe to rot, but
Believe again.
I think one of her best fragrances, and wears just as well today as it did then. And I'll be the first to say it. I mean, like, I love Britney Spears fragrances, but a lot of them are very sweet and very cloying. Mm-hmm. This one's just like fruity and earthy and breezy and nice. I think if this were to somehow come out again today, it would do really well in my home.
Is it discontinued?
Yeah, this one is pretty hard to find. I'm sure you can cop it online. It's not that hard. But with everything that's happening in the Britney Spears universe today, fans are sort of not buying anything that her team puts out because we need to free Britney and not give any money to those crooks that are literally holding her hostage. But yeah, this one just sort of, I feel like, I guess came and went. You know what I mean? They still do flankers of a lot of Britney scents. There's the one, Destiny? I don't know. No, thanks. I choose my own destiny. That was the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it was. They did a flanker of that. They've done a flanker of Private Show, which is the original Private Show is one of her best fragrances. It's so good. They did a billion flankers of Fantasy and Curious, which is also iconic, but they just sort of walked away from this one, and they shouldn't have. I think it's great. I think also if they would have been a little smarter, they could have made this one for men and women in all genders, but they didn't. And here we are.
I feel like, did you say 2007?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't the vibe, though.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. They're like, let's get these girlies hooked.
Yeah, exactly.
And Believe.
Exactly. So, yeah, I've gone back to my girl Britney today, and I'm, you know, enjoying
it. Do you have every single Britney scent?
I had every single Britney scent. Do you remember in, what apartment was I in? I think it was 2015 when we were with EXO. I did the piece where I reviewed every Britney scent.
Mm.
And right. that was like really fun and cool. And shout out to Emily McCombs. I pitched her whatever new Britney scent had just come out. And she was like, yeah, that's cool. But what about if you did a piece where you reviewed every Britney Spears scent? And I was like, that's fucking iconic.
Even better.
I just don't even know that was like allowed.
Yeah.
And so the brand sent me all of them in this big, huge box. And I spent the summer working my way through them. And that's still probably one of my favorite things I've ever written.
Nice.
To this day. And yeah. So she's an icon. She's a legend.
Wait, so like, does she get any money from the sales of her fragrances? Well,
she gets, Britney LLC gets money, but Britney Spears is under, do not get me started, is under a conservatorship.
Okay. Right. Okay, I see.
And so has an allowance. Right. She's made millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions. By the fragrances alone.
I was going to say, yeah, her fragrances alone, like her grandkids don't ever have to work again.
Let alone the couple world tours, let alone the two Vegas residencies, and she gets a scene out of it.
That's crazy.
It's fucked up.
Well, that's why people are like Save Britney.
I know. And like, I think it's actually like the wheels have started to turn for better or worse. The Free Britney movement is fully psychotic. Like the fans are
nightmares. It's a bit much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But there's, I mean, like, which is a shame because it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And like, it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there like a court case revisiting it lately?
I mean, they've been revisiting it for years, yeah. But yes, she's apparently about to speak on it for herself in court,
right,
at the end of this month, which is like the biggest thing to happen. And like, wow, since it started in 2007.
I don't know. Anyway, on these soon to be sunny, sweaty days where water is just going to be leaking out of your body everywhere. Deodorants. How do we feel about
that? Even the word is repulsive. I hate that word.
Deodorant. You know what's funny? It's not ugly. Even accurate.
Right.
It doesn't deodor. Like, it doesn't take away odor. If anything, it prevents it. But if it's already there, it's helpless, in my opinion. But I also don't wear like the heavy duty stuff because I can't. I'm allergic.
Right.
Yeah. I read, there was a New York Times article recently about, are natural deodorants better for you than traditional antiperspirants with aluminum? And I feel like deodorants were the first body, like, personal care product category that like really came under fire from like the natural beauty greenwashing movement. Yeah,
that's a really good point.
Because everyone was like, it gives you breast cancer, yeah, like the aluminum like gets into your lymph nodes, blah blah blah. And like, there's been extensive scientific research and clinical trials on this, and like, they're like, no, absolutely not.
It's like when people demonize parabens, it's the same.
Yes, set. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And like, deodorants got like a really bad rap for like causing breast cancer, which like they absolutely have not. Like, there's been extensive trials on this, yeah, and all the scientists are like, no, there's not enough aluminum for it to do that.
I'm sorry, some of you need all that aluminum. Like,
some people need the aluminum, okay?
Like, I, yeah. And everyone knows that naturals don't work.
I mean,
sorry, I'm not saying all of them. Some of them are fine.
I think that there's a threshold that they work at, yeah, and then beyond that, it's every person for themselves.
There's a, it just depends. Like, to me, Schmidt's was the first big natural deodorant, really, brand. Yeah,
for and, me, it was Toms of Maine.
Oh my God! No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Yeah, I've never tried Toms of Maine because they give me like Whole Foods energy.
Extremely Whole Foods energy. Extremely Whole Foods efficacy.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
So it was like not that good, but it was the best, the possibly the only real option I had at the time. I've always been allergic to the aluminum, mm-hmm, in antiperspirants and deodorants, so that was like all that was on the market when I was a teenager. So I basically had to go without during puberty, which is fucking brutal for me and everyone around me because they had to smell me. And I was just like horribly, I was just like mortified,
right,
for like ages 12 to 16.
Growing up sucks.
I know, just consistent. I was very humbled by that because, yeah, I was like, I'm the smelly kid. No. And like, most people have the wherewithal not to be dicks about it. There are a couple people who I think are just actually psychopaths, mm-hmm, that I went to school with who were complete dicks about it.
Yeah,
they were just like, ew, you stink, you smell. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't stop. But I like learned there wasn't that much research on it back then in like the very early 2000s, but I remember reading how body odor is caused by bacteria, mm-hmm, bacteria reacting with your perspiration, and that's what creates the odor. Mm-hmm. So I would get those alcohol swabs.
Oh my God, like, you from said the nurse, stresses me out so badly.
Yeah, from the nurse's office. I would just like steal the like single use alcohol swabs and like swab my armpits like when I could feel myself getting a little stinky in the bathroom, just shamefully.
Didn't that hurt?
No.
Really?
I probably wasn't great for my armpits because, yeah, it's like super drying, but, yeah, like, it didn't even work that well either.
There were some antiperspirants that I've used that have hurt.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like sting or like burn or like what?
It feels like, what do you call that? Microneedling?
Oh. Yeah.
The things on your face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should never do.
Microdermabrasion?
No. The spiky thing you roll over your face.
Dermarolling.
Don't, yeah, get a dermaroller. They're, oh, bad for you.
Yeah.
It felt like doing that to my underarms.
What?
Yeah. Did I stop?
Why? No.
it was just one. I think it was just like all alcohol. It worked, but it also like made me really sensitive. I would get out of the shower and there would be like tons of inflammation from my underarms up my neck.
Oh my God.
And so after a month I was out, I was like, okay, I gotta find something else.
Was this an allergic reaction?
Maybe.
Yeah, that looks like. Especially if it was like happening like around the area. Like,
oh, it not, was fully, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, right,
you were fully allergic like, to that.
Yeah.
You know, oops.
Now we know.
But yeah.
But then like, after Tom's, I feel like it was Schmidt's that was really big. Because they were Schmidt's the first sort of like, not even sexier, just like kind of sleeker, cooler, more colorful.
They had more options.
Yeah. But yeah. Their shit is packed with coconut oil and ruined all my t-shirts.
Ooh. Wait, why? Just like staining?
Yeah, because you know how if you get oil on a t-shirt, it's not going to come out. Well, if it's your fucking
oh, shit. Yeah, so do you just have these oil stains?
I always, and I love a Heather Gray t-shirt. I love looking like...
Heather Gray is the worst for sweat.
I don't even care about that.
It just like magnifies any moisture on your body.
For as like repulsed by everything body as I am, I don't mind a pit stain on a shirt. Like, who gives a fuck? So Schmidt's made me look I had permanent pit stains because they just like ruined. And I like dragged them on Twitter about it and they responded with the nerve to be like, we don't have coconut oil in our formula. I'm like, don't fucking lie to me. And then they came out.
Says,
and then they started talking about their coconut oil in their formula. So I'm like, what is the truth?
Oh.
Anyway. And then there was Native.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like Native is the girl now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't really tried a lot of their stuff.
They're fine.
I found a deodorant I kind of liked randomly at Whole Foods. It's called like Maison Premier. No, that's the oyster place in Williamsburg. Hold on. A la Maison is what it's called. You can find it at Whole Foods. You could find it at on Amazon. It's just a clear stick. And it's quote unquote natural. It was like $10 at Whole Foods. So I was like, okay, the price is right. And you get a big chunky stick. So you got a lot of going there. And it did not make me smell worse. And it did not leave weird stains on my clothes. So I wear a lot of black. So I'm like, can't use a white stick of deodorant.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. There's no way you can strategize putting on a shirt if you have like white chalky deodorant and not getting a fucking mark on it.
It's like putting on a white shirt with bronzer on.
Yes. Oh, God. Every fucking neck, like even the days I'm not wearing complexion makeup, if I wear like a white top with a high neckline, I'm like, how is there like a foundation? It's like, I'm not even wearing foundation.
Yeah. All my, sometimes if I have just shaved, I'll put bronzer on my neck because my neck looks whiter. If I'm wearing bronzer on my face.
That's, yeah.
And then it'll be on all the necks of my button downs for work. Mm. I'm like, ugh, this is great.
That always happens. And I'm always just like there, it's on like the back of my, if I wear like a collared button down shirt, there'll be like a flesh colored stain on the back of it. And I'm like, I didn't put makeup on the back of my neck. Like, what's going on here?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
So weird.
But yeah.
Yeah. Native, I think, has a lot of brand recognition right now because they do one, a lot of seasonal launches.
They do.
And they are available in Target.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Toms of Finland has, no shit, not Toms of Finland. Toms That's of the Finland. Gay porn. It's like the 80s Leather Daddy shit or something. What is it?
Toms of Maine.
Maine.
Yes.
LOL. Toms of Maine has always sort of like been around.
Yeah.
But Native, I feel like, was the first one, or not first one, but like the most recent one to really like hit the scene.
I think they tried to elevate it. They give you scents that are like very current.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they part of like another big brand?
Probably. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Some sort of Procter & Gamble or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a collab with Justin Bieber.
What? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They also, I may have written this for you actually. They did a custom scent thing.
Oh,
which I thought was cool. And they would put your name on the stick, which I was obviously all about. Mine smelled like zebra stripe gum.
What?
Zebra stripe gum.
That, I can see it in my brain.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the name brand of it. Was it Juicy Fruit?
No, it was zebra stripe.
It was called zebra stripe. I remember the little cartoon zebra.
Yeah, that it literally had zebra stripes on it.
Oh, I don't remember it being called zebra. I thought it was a different name, but I remember that the mascot was a zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it smelled like gum.
I'm probably wrong. Yeah. I guess in the same way it did smell like Juicy Fruit. I love candy. Yeah.
Native. Yeah. Meow Meow Tweet. I remember them.
I hate that name. Why? Sorry,
I don't know.
Go on.
I don't know. But I feel like Meow Meow Tweet owns like the natural Dio game.
Really?
I just think like when they came out, well, they also were one of the first, I feel, to offer a baking soda free option.
Sure.
Because a lot of people are allergic to baking soda in their armpits, apparently. Mm-hmm. They also, they have it, they have a stick, but they also have like the paste.
Yeah. Why? Kind of, why?
Use with your fingers.
Why?
I don't.
That's not that gross. I mean, whatever.
It's not that gross. I feel like you have better portion control.
But like, is it necessary?
I don't know, man. I know like they have a very sustainable initiative. So like all their tubes are cardboard, which is cool.
Okay.
And I think it for them was probably more environmentally minded to put their deodorant in little glass jars than to do like a plastic push-up stick.
Glass is plastic though.
Glass.
No one wants to have that conversation.
Well, glass has greater carbon emissions because it's heavier to ship, mm-hmm. but it can be recycled. So,
I mean, we're fucked either way. It's such a shitty conversation to have because
it's like, just like, would you rather have this object on the planet for hundreds and hundreds of years, or would you rather have slightly more carbon emissions? I don't know.
Shout out to cardboard though.
Yeah,
that's great. I just like don't need to be that in touch with my body. You know what I mean?
It is messy. And it means that you have to apply it at like a certain stage of getting ready.
Uh-huh.
Like,
then you gotta wash your hands.
Yeah, exactly. And you gotta wash your hands. You have to be, mm-hmm.
What is the one? Each and Every.
Oh. What is that?
It's this.
Oh, I have one of their scents.
Yeah.
Now, Marcy sent me a couple sticks of theirs. I think they had a matcha scented one and they had a sandalwood one.
It is everyone's assignment to give it up with matcha. What I would say, so I was an Each and Every stan right when I moved here because it's natural or whatever. So I don't care about like naturals at all, but my whole gig is cruelty free. So it's hard to find a mainstream deodorant, whatever, that is also cruelty free because they're all made by these gigantic companies.
Right.
You have better luck with that when they're naturals. So I often use naturals. Each and Every I was really about because it's a natural that really, really, really does work. But there's a lot of downsides to it. The texture is really creamy.
Yeah.
So
it melts.
You burn through a stick really fast and they're not cheap.
No.
And like even though we get them for free, it's like still not cool to be like, yeah, spend like $17 on this deodorant. It's gonna last you 3 weeks. Like that's lame. And yeah, so it's like you burn through it. The texture is a little too creamy for me. It does do its job though.
Yeah.
And I only wear unscented, and it's also hard to find unscented deodorant. So it was really hitting the mark for me for a while, but I knew it wasn't perfect, you know?
I feel like it's hard to find unscented deodorants because like then you'll know they don't work.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like this one did. I was like, okay, shout out to you.
Yeah.
The one that we're obsessed with.
Yes.
The one. The one to rule them all is the one from Kosas.
Hell yeah.
She's that girl.
What is it called? It's called like chemistry.
Chemistry, yeah.
Something.
It's made up with a bunch of acids, whatever.
Yeah. And like, of course, this makes perfect sense that it. And this was like, I think there was like a popular Reddit hack where people would use Stridex pads on their armpits because.
Toners.
Yeah, the acid would make the environment on your skin inhospitable to bacteria, like odor-causing bacteria. So that was like kind of a hack. So they kind of ran with that theory and then used, I think it's like 8% AHAs in that formula. It's a roll-on liquid, which is good. It's clear. They have a scented and unscented, but to me, the scented doesn't have a scent. It has a tiny scent, but it just smells like... It smells like when skincare products say they're fragrance-free.
Oh,
like, there's always a scent. Right. It's just, like, not added. So I'm like, okay, there is a scent, but there's not. But
That changed the whole goddamn game for me.
Yeah.
I love it. And I don't like talking about this shit. But, I mean...
I love that it's a liquid. It doesn't get, like, weird and cakey in your armpits. Like, some of the clear formulas, like, they go on fine. And then once you start sweating, they, like, cake up and, like, froth.
Right, I want to die right now.
I know you hate it so much.
There was a frothy one that we both used recently. What was that? Myro.
Myro has a white stick that goes on clear, but then it froths.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, please.
But I do love the Myro components.
I do too. They're refillable.
They're very chic looking and like futuristic. I love those.
Okay, I have a question.
And I like their scents.
And this is not to drag any brand that's like trying to have a smaller carbon footprint or whatever. But when a component is refillable in the way that a Miro is, or in the way that a lot of like Fenty Beauty is, the refills are still plastic.
Yes.
So like, what is the deal? There's just less plastic?
It's slightly less plastic.
Huh. Okay.
But it's still plastic. Which, yeah, I know, dude. I'm like, what if, okay, like, what if you made it out of a bioresin plastic?
Right.
Which you still need to get that to a proper composting facility for it to break down and not end up in the ocean. But at least it'll, like, you know, compost back into the earth one day.
Yeah.
Like, there's that. And, like, bioresins are, like, really nice now. Yeah. Like, they look and feel just like regular plastic. But
I just like,
or like, why not make the refills in like a little cardboard tube?
Why aren't we just doing more cardboard? I get that like a cardboard moisturizer would like be probably hard to do, but like, it's not our job to fucking figure out.
Procter and Gamble actually recently did that with they're doing cardboard refill tubes for Old Spice and Secret deodorants.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you could just like, you could just buy the cardboard tube refill and use it as is.
Yeah.
But they are meant to also be fittable into the original plastic.
Well, using one component for a year using refills is obviously so much better than like 12, you know, whatever.
Totally.
What is that? Oh, have you heard of Common Air? It is a vitamin C serum that comes in its like own ampule, which is also a word I hate now that you mention it. And the ampule is biodegradable in the shower.
Oh, interesting. So,
and the component that they all come in is cardboard.
Oh,
and
cool.
The product is really good. And
Common error?
Air.
Air.
Sorry, air.
Like the air we breathe.
Yes.
Okay.
No, like an heir to the throne.
Okay. Common head.
What up, hominins? So that's good. That is something to me that I see and I'm like, oh, this is truly like, someone's going to drag me about paper, I'm sure. But like, it is wasteless or much less waste?
Sure, yeah.
It's not fucking plastic.
Zero waste.
And it's not
close to zero waste.
Close to zero waste. I was like, all right.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway, sorry.
Dove also did a refillable and it looks really chic. It's like an aluminum case.
Nice.
Yeah. But again, you're right. Like the case itself, it has the aluminum cap, which is very like minimalist and chic and futuristic looking. But I think the twisty part of the bottom is plastic and the refills are in a little bit of a plastic thingy. So
yeah, I don't know the answers to all that.
Yeah, I'm like, when you're Dove and you're manufacturing like hundreds of thousands of products, like I'm sure those numbers add up. So it's like, we're using like 60% less plastic, but I'm like, but it's still plastic.
Yeah, like I was refilling like something for Fenty Beauty or something, and like obviously a brand on the scale of Fenty Beauty heroing refillable packaging is very impactful and very important. Yeah, I saw the refill and I was like, I don't know that this is what I signed up for. I don't know. And then I asked them to send me a refill and they were nice enough to do so, except they just sent me a whole new component. And I was like, no, this is also not like, now we have two packages.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I guess like deodorant is something that people use every single day. Mm-hmm. So they like go through it pretty frequently.
Yeah.
I feel like my deodorants last a really long time.
Same.
Like a really long time, like probably several months.
I think I burned. I'm with you on that. Yeah. I think I burned through the Kosas one faster than anything that I've ever used. But
a lot comes out
because it works.
Yeah,
it works. It's a gel. Like it's it's in a little squeezy too with the roller ball, like you said. So you know, you sometimes get more than others, but that shit is so good that like, I, not to brag because I don't think this is cool, but like both Sable and I like get everything for free when it comes to beauty and body and whatever. Yeah. That is something that is so good that I would and have
purchased it
myself.
I totally would as well.
And would do again.
Because you trust it to work.
It's like you don't want that to, you know, everyone knows like blush fades halfway throughout the day. Okay, fine. I don't know why it happens, but it does and it's obnoxious. But like, I don't want my deodorant to clog out. Girl.
Yeah, that one I trust that like it could work overnight.
Yes. Oh, it does.
Like if I go to sleep and then wake up, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's
still working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't stain my shirts and it doesn't make my sweat smell weirder. Because there's some deodorants that like, sure, it masks your body odor, but then it creates like a different weird smell, you know? And I'm like, oh, I don't want that either.
Yeah.
The one Kapari, that like coconut oil brand.
Coconut oil? Yeah.
I believe they are. That one I really liked, but I think because it's coconut oil, it melts super fast. Uh-huh. It kind of gets a little bit frothy in my armpits. And weirdly, depending on what fabric I'm wearing, it will smell weird or it won't. I feel like with synthetic fabrics, it takes on a weird smell. And then with cotton, it's like fine.
I feel like I have a counterpart to that, but I don't think it's as interesting as I think it is in my head. There was this... never mind.
But do you ever notice that like some things you wear will smell weird if you sweat in it?
Okay, yes. Okay, so this is the story. So there was this sweater. I don't know the difference between a sweater and a sweatshirt.
Aren't they the same goddamn thing? I feel like a sweater is knit.
Yeah, one is knit and one is cotton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
idiotic. Mm-hmm. So am I for not knowing the difference. There was a sweater that was haunting me.
Okay.
And it's blue with clouds on it. Mm-hmm. And I famously hate blue, but...
Do you?
Yes, I hate blue.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But I canonically love clouds. So like, they canceled each other out. I like needed this and it was always sold out. I finally got back in stock. I purchased it immediately. Mm-hmm. Couldn't wait for it to show up. And then I get to my... Am I allowed to say boyfriend on this podcast?
I would think so. Yes. Yeah.
I get to my boyfriend's place. I just like, we never talk about that things on there. Why would we do that? Just, I get to his
casual.
Right. Mm. I get to his place this one night.
I get it, Titan. You have a boyfriend.
That's not what I meant. I get to his place this one night and... Because it's like, what if it ends? And now it's on this episode and we've always talked about, you know, it's like, it's going to live forever.
I know. No, I feel the same way, which is why I never do boyfriend content.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can say boyfriend and not say their name.
Right.
And then it could be anybody.
I mean, no one cares. It's just like my own neuroses.
I know. No, I share that neuroses. For sure.
I get it. Anyway, I get to his place and he's like, I got you something. And this is after I've finally purchased the cloud sweater that I've been coveting. And everyone
was it the cloud sweater?
Well, it was a cloud sweater.
Oh.
He's like, I got something. I was like, what? And he pulls this sweater. He pulls this sweater out and it's another cloud sweater, but it's not the same one. It's a different one.
Oh.
And so I was like, word.
That's amazing.
Even if it would have been the same, whatever. Like, great. Give me now 10.
Yeah.
But the one of them is cotton and a knit. And the other one is, I don't know.
Like wool?
I mean, it's not even. It's like, okay. I think it's meant to look like wool.
Like probably like acrylic or something.
Yeah, I think it's very much acrylic vibes. And it's gorgeous. It's sort of like, the one is like more knit vibes. And this one is like fuzzier in a cool way.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I promise you this is going somewhere. Maybe it's not. Who knows? So I throw that on when this one night, when we are going out to dinner and like quarantine had sort of... I don't even know when this was, but like things were like outdoor dining was like very much a thing and it was like not as scary. So we went out to dinner with this other couple and about like halfway through, I'm noticing this thing like isn't breathing. I was like, ooh, it's so warm, but there's like no airflow because of whatever this fucking material was. And I'm
polyester
sitting there and I like move and I smell something and I'm like, oh no.
Oh, you're like, no. Excuse me, and then you just leave the restaurant.
I just fully go home. No, and like, obviously, this is my worst fucking nightmare to smell.
Yeah,
and I'm like sweating through my cloud sweater and my cloud fragrance. And I will say that, like, back to your point, finally circling around, whatever this weird material is that I don't own much of, apparently, like. And because there was no airflow, it wasn't just like, oh, I smell. It was like, whatever is happening under this is not good. Like,
it's its own dome, like a biodome.
I was like cooking, and I was like, is there, like you said, there's like its own ecosystem happening over here, and it's not good. And it's only getting worse.
It was probably like a synthetic, like polyester.
I think it was synthetics. Yeah, I can never get it near like an open flame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that will melt right onto your skin.
Yeah.
No.
There are worse things to have like fused to my body.
Yeah. Nylon is like that with me.
Yeah.
Nylon blend fabrics is just, you sweat because they don't breathe and you smell terrible.
Yeah. Right.
It smells like melting plastic. I'm like, why do I smell like this? Yeah. Unfortunately, so many like Reformation dresses and tops make me smell fucking terrible.
Really?
And I'm like, what the fuck is this made out of?
Why?
And then I'm like, it's all like viscose. It's all viscose and rayon. And like, I know like Reformation's whole thing is like, we're green, we're sustainable, and like, these are recycled fabrics. And I'm like, are they made of? Like, what are they made of? Is it made of the stuff that IKEA furniture is made of? Right. Because, like, why do I smell so bad when I wear these? And, like, those are supposed to be, like, the hot girl dresses.
Totally.
I'm like, this is my hot girl clothes. I can't smell bad.
Right, right. Oh, my God. I'm lightheaded. I hate this episode.
Yeah.
You're taking me down this road. Why are we talking about this? Why am I just openly talking about
trauma.
Smelling? Truly, no, I clearly have a lot of trauma about this, and I'm not unpacking any of it. This is the problem.
Oh, God.
I don't wear any scented deodorants, as I've said 1,000 times before, because I'm so obsessive about the fragrance that I'm wearing. It's like, I don't want anything to compete with it. So it's like, why would I put on this fragrance, whether it's $35 or $300, when I'm gonna throw something else in the mix on, like, essentially the same part of my body? And, like, at the same time, like, I like, you know, the way that scents smell on everyone is different because of our body chemistry, and that has also a lot to do with, you know, to a lesser extent, what body wash we use, or you know, what else has been applied to our skin, even if it doesn't leave a scent per se.
Yeah.
But that, I feel, is, like, in direct conflict. Like, deodorant and fragrance are, like, butting heads. And sometimes that is the magic of it. Sometimes that is your scent.
I mean, it's meant to. I think, like, traditional deodorants, like a Degree, Secret, Old Spice, like, they are meant to be so scented that even if you did sweat, you would never smell it over the scent of the deodorant. And that's the point. But I feel like natural deodorants just, like, are not very strong. And even if they're scented, like, the scent itself is not super strong and it fades.
Do you think that the, like, typical deodorants, that they are meant, that their fragrance is meant to throw, like, almost sort of like a fine fragrance?
Totally. No, I absolutely believe that. Yeah.
I guess what I mean to say is, like, that is your scent that you are wearing. Okay.
I absolutely believe that. Huh. Especially with, like, men's deodorants.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, any dude who wears an Old Spice deodorant, like, that's the only fragrance they wear. Like, you can fucking smell that shit.
You know what, though? I was thinking on the way here, and it's, I think, in a way, no matter what kind of lifestyle this person leads, that a deodorant sort of becomes their scent more than anything else. Yeah. And I think I sort of said that on the last episode.
That's right. You brought that up.
When I went on that tailspin about Dior Sauvage. But yeah, I think that those scents can be so intimately tied to people because they are their everyday scents. Mm-hmm. And
it's like their default scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether or not they've put their nighttime fragrance on.
Yeah.
Still wearing deodorant, so it's like, that's going to be their, I don't know,
every day. You're totally right. My mom always wore Degree deodorant every day, so, like, whenever I smell that, it reminds me of my mom. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, why was I the one who had to be allergic to freaking deodorants? Like, no one else in my family is. Like, I'm just a little freak with my delicate ass armpits who's like, no, I can't take the aluminum. Like, I learned the hard way, obviously, by trying deodorant and then breaking out in hives and, like, cysts. Sorry, gross.
Not cysts.
Yes, no, truly. Like to the point of having to get them, like, surgically removed.
Fuck, what?
Yeah. Like, surgical extractions.
What?
Like, they were so painful.
What does that mean?
It means, like, you go to a dermatologist and they, like, get a little scalpel. Like, it's legit.
They had to cut them off of you. They had to cut them.
I have a scar on my left armpit from, like, an extraction. That, like, okay, part of me is like, yo, were you just willy-nilly slicing and dicing over there? Because I'm like, I feel like you didn't have to make a slice that big. I feel like you could have just poked a little and, like, there you go. But
were they okay? Wait, I'm so sorry. No, never mind. Nope.
After that, I was like, nope, no more deodorant for me.
The same. I had to get something sliced off me too.
Yeah,
but it was on my ball sack.
Okay. I have a question about ball sacks.
Okay.
That I don't know where I got this idea from, but you know how people say, like, the skin on your elbow is not very sensitive? Like, you can, like pull the skin on your elbow and it doesn't really hurt or whatever.
I don't know that I ever heard that, but yeah, okay.
Well, okay, maybe that's a bad reference point to start, but, like, does the skin on your ball sack...
What are you about to say? I'm holding my breath.
Okay, I know obviously balls are very sensitive, and if you tap them, they'll, like, make you want to puke, but, like... Is the skin sensitive, or is it what's within the skin?
Well, now I'm gonna have to touch it because I don't know. Like, when you ask such a specific question,
like if you, like, tug on just the skin, is it just, like, that's fine? Like, you can manipulate that all you want, and that feels fine. But, like,
I'm fully.
You grew up with
right
balls,
now.
Like you have to know.
I know.
Because like you know, I've seen ball. Like I feel like lots of dudes just like automatically, subconsciously, just like touch their balls, cradle them, or like just rest a hand on them.
Yeah.
And like, I get it. Like don't punch them, don't slap them. Don't,
well, that's a ball itself.
Yeah, like don't hit them. But yeah, but like the skin, is the skin sensitive?
We are never getting a sponsor. I don't
this
think
this is important information.
I don't think the skin is any more or less sensitive than like anything else. Okay. I think like when right. they are being interacted with in yeah. an intimate way, that right. can read as like sensual because it is, and right. that can I'm sure feel good as in the way that like someone rubbing your scalp can
sure.
feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you know how. Yeah, no, it's not like more sensitive.
Okay. 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 Okay.
In a good or bad way.
So like, if you had to get something surgically removed from your ball sack, mm-hmm. like. How horrific is that?
Oh, it wasn't great.
Yeah. But wait, were you numbed? Did they do like local anesthetic?
Yeah, but that sucked too.
Doesn't that hurt?
Yeah.
Like anytime I've had to get local anesthetic, that shit hurts.
Yeah. No, it's not cute.
Like, and I can take like little pinprick shots. Like that's nothing to me, but yeah. like, I don't know what, is it my nerves dying? Like, I don't know what it is, but there's just that one throbbing ache when the anesthetic flows through your
Maybe
body.
It's a bigger needle or something.
I don't know. It's never the type of pain that comes from being pricked.
No.
It's like this throbbing ache that I feel like is my nerves dying.
The doctor fucking sprung it on me, too. She was just like, yeah, we got to cut that off.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
What doctor was this?
I don't know, the ball doctor?
No, like what kind of doctor?
It was a dermatologist.
That's very intimate for a dermatologist.
And
like, why? What, was she like, this is cancer? Or was she like...
Do I have to tell the story now? Because yes. they're going to think it was an STI, which it would have been fine if it was an STI.
I don't think STI... I was like, I don't think that's how they take away STI.
Oh, my
they
God.
Cut anything out of you.
Okay. Nobody knows the story.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the story. Actually, you probably know the story.
Maybe. Jog my memory.
Okay. We're keeping all this in.
Yes. It's like, especially for this.
Okay. This is the worst episode.
Okay.
Because we're going from deodorants to scabies. I went to New Orleans with a couple of my friends and we had this in like the first day we got there, we had a whole snafu with Airbnb, which left us without place
lodging.
To go until very late in the evening. Cause they I don't know why to this day. But we spent the entire day like waiting around. Just for our Airbnb get itself figured out. And by that, I mean heavily drinking.
Yeah.
So
I've done that waiting game before.
Right. And so by like 10 p.m., by like 9 p.m., mm-hmm. I guess, the sun is like going down. We still don't have a place to go. We're all drunk as hell. And I finally text this guy who had been very polite and patient with this entire day. I'm like, listen, if we're getting fucked, just tell us because I got to figure this out.
It's like we got to make a plan B.
Like, just I'll deal with you later. And he's like, no, we've got it. Go to this bar, ask for this person, they'll give you the keys. And I'm like, this is how we die.
That sounds so shady, but so many Airbnb people hold a key with a business right. by their apartment. Yeah.
Right. So it turns out the apartment was above this bar. We go, the person's there, he takes us up, and it is just this gorgeous place in the middle of New Orleans. It is huge. It is, I guarantee, a better place that we would have gotten with the original place.
Yeah.
So was it worth the wait? Sure. Until we all, after the trip,
oh no,
start itching.
Oh no.
And
I would be afraid of bed bugs. That would be my fear.
I didn't know what the fuck it was. And no one could tell me either, because scabies usually leave, I think they call them track marks, like burrows. So you can see, it looks like a scratch, but it's coming from under your skin. So you can tell, oh, that's scabies. They weren't doing that with us. So the doctors couldn't tell what it was. They were just like, it's allergies. Or they kept telling me I had syphilis. I'm like, I don't
what
fucking have.
Also, like you can test for syphilis,
dude. I'm like, I can test it. I don't have syphilis. Next. Yeah. Thing was, we were all like ashamed of it, so we weren't talking about it with each other.
Oh, no.
So we were all itching like crazy, and none of us.
Did
like,
you break the seal of silence?
I don't think so. I think I'm trying to remember back. Well, anyways, I gave it to all my friends.
Oh my god!
And because it was like an essentially undetectable, or like they didn't know to test for scabies, I had scabies for like 8 months.
Oh my god.
Is what I'm telling you.
Holy shit.
And long story short, and it went everywhere. It only didn't go to my face. So when scabies is bad, like you'll get scabs in your underarms because it's so bad. I had that. It went to my
your penis groin.
And my groin. So that's when it's really bad, it goes to your face, which it did not happen, thank God. But I went to my balls and I got them sliced off. Not both my balls, just my...
Wait, they didn't slice off any other part of your body, just your balls?
That was the only place. So by the time...
Oh my God.
By the time I like went... I mean, I have never felt a feeling like this. Like, I've truly never felt out of control of my own body.
Oh God.
And I just like, I wasn't in control. I like had to itch. I had to itch.
Yeah.
It just felt like fire all the time.
Oh God. Yeah. No, I've had hives before that like you can't not scratch them, but you know, it's hurting you more.
Yes. And it's like, I'd be in yoga. I would be like all these places. And I was just like, this feeling is something that I've never experienced before in my life. So when I finally got to the dermatologist, maybe 6 months in, she was like, "This is the only mark you have right now. I've got to take it off of you." And I was like, "I'm sorry."
There aren't like creams or something.
There were. So they gave me like Benadryl creams and shit, but they weren't scabies creams. Right. So it was just dulling the itch, but making them worse, because like they weren't going anywhere. So when you have scabies, to get rid of them, you have a cream that you have to put all over your naked body. Mm-hmm. Overnight, and then do the same thing again 2 weeks later, and then you have to wash all your clothes and like everything. Right. Mine were so bad that I had to do all that twice. So like I did it all. I was like, I'm free. And then a week later I was like, this
JK, it's
not
hiding out in your
balls. I thought I was gonna have scabies till I died.
Oh my God.
And to this day, anytime I have an itch, I still have a panic attack about it. Oh my God.
It's like a mosquito bite. You're like, not again.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I've never told anyone that except like my closest friends.
Well, I was going to say, I'm like, there are a close circle of people who do know this.
Yeah. Cause I gave them all scabies too.
Wait, but didn't you all get it from the same thing?
Yes. But then some of the guys who didn't go with us, we also gave it to.
Oh shit.
Yeah. We all gave it to the people that we were seeing. We, on New Year's Eve, by the way, we went to New Orleans and like July.
Yeah.
Oof. On New Year's Eve, I gave it to people.
Oh,
because
my God.
I crashed at, I bartended till like 6 a.m. and then crashed at my friend's place. And I think we slept in the same bed, and I gave it to him. And then he gave it to our other friend like that next night, because that's the other guy crashed in the bed with them. Gosh. It was like a hostel or something.
Yeah.
I give it to like far too many people.
Oh my God.
But like not on purpose. I didn't know.
Well, yeah, of course.
But then like when we like all started itching around the new year, I was like, this has gotten way too out of hand. As has this story. Anyway.
This has taken a thrilling turn for scabies.
God.
Yeah, no. Never had to get anything cut out of my balls, but only out of my armpits. Equally sensitive area.
Yeah, probably not much better.
I do remember also, it was like, I think it was just like a normal dermatology practice, but like the doctor was like, I have interns with me who wish to observe this. So God. I had to have these like nerdy college students just like peering at this man cutting in my, they do the thing where they like put the sheet over you and they have the little hole in the sheet that's in just like the targeted area. So I'm just there. I like can't even see what's happening, cause I'm like, my arm is up, and then I'm like, all these pervs just perving on my arm.
Oh my God. I hate it all.
Yeah. But he was like, yeah, maybe don't use those deodorants anymore, huh? And I was like, well, what the fuck else am I going to do? I'm a teenager and I smell bad.
Right.
Help me.
Right.
Yeah. So after that, I was like, okay, can't wear Degree. Can't wear Dove or Secret or whatever the fuck, Teen Spirit. Yeah. Me and aluminum do not mix. But then that's why I'm like, I have tried every natural deodorant under the sun because I had to.
So wait, sorry. What do you wear today? Kosas.
I have like a wardrobe of like five different ones. Right. Like Kosas, Kapari, Myro, Each and Every. Mm-hmm. There's this one other fancy brand. It has this like really chic light green tube.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Not necessarily, but something like that. Yeah.
It's on Violet Gray.
Uh-huh. Those are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. They're pretty. Like, it's a very chic tube, and they also have like the clear stick that still turns a little iffy when you sweat on it. But I like that there are like more and more scent varieties for natural deodorants. Like, it makes it fun.
There's one that I keep getting served on Instagram, and it is, the component is like beautiful. It's just like a pill, like a I don't know, like it looks like a pill.
It looks like a pill.
Yeah, yeah. And they come in like really pretty, like stone colors. And then there's one that's like chartreuse, mm-hmm. and it's refillable. Mm-hmm. So I've been like wanting to reach out to them and be like, send me, but they
chic,
don't.
Like I feel like every new startup is trying to make deodorant chic.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is all something like people use anyway, yeah. but like we want to make it like an art object right. that you can like put on your vanity or whatever.
I
mean,
I think that's cool. If like a refillable component yeah. gives you the opportunity to make something really cool and beautiful that mm-hmm. like you want to leave out, then like great.
Yeah.
Like help our planet out and make my shit look cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, I also have tried the Drunk Elephant deodorant.
Oh, do they have one?
It's called like Sweet Pity.
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't like that. No. Their names, I'm not really sure what's going on with them, but
their names are always 12 words long.
Yeah.
They make no sense.
No sense.
They're putting on a blush.
Oh.
Like an illuminating blush in one shade. Oh. So have fun with that.
Okay. Yep. All right, Unilever, whatever you say.
They
wait, no. They were bought by Shiseido.
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 So yeah.
Okay. Weird pivot.
They had that serum bronzer.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The de-bronzy uh-huh. stuff, which like I get it because Drunk Elephant is founded by a white woman and like this works for you, but for right. me I look like dirty. Like
I yeah. It was one shade, which is always a miss.
You're supposed to mix it with your like moisturizer skincare and stuff. Makeup,
yeah.
But like it's like an all over bronzer. So I'm like, this is dangerous because
it was like a bronzer concentrate, and yes. that you had like that
you
was
have
part
to
of
dilute
it. Like,
it.
You have to dilute it, yeah. and I don't feel like
if you wear it on its own, it looks crazy.
Yeah, I don't feel like that raised with people. Like you can't give people an extra step, and I don't mean to call anyone stupid. It's just like not. Also, like it pulled really red on me.
Yeah,
I'm not the palest.
It looks really
in the world
rusty,
yeah.
like coppery, which is why I was like, this is doing something to me that I can't get down with. But
I'm not like I'm not the fairest person on earth, but even yeah. me, I was like, things tend to pull red on me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My barber just asked me if I was white.
Wait, what?
My barber just asked me if I was white last night.
White?
Or she was like, are you white?
Wait.
And I'm like, are you
looking at me?
Are you looking at me? Like,
can you see?
She also actually doesn't know my name.
Wait, well, doesn't she call you something else?
She knows a name, but it's not my name. Oh, she calls me Casey.
Oh my God.
And I, you know what? I'm obsessed with her. So I'm just like, see?
So funny.
Maybe she's right. Maybe my name is Casey.
Yeah. She's like, well, you're Casey now.
I love her.
That's so funny. Yeah. Yeah, the deep bronzy. I was like, I want to like this, but it ain't for me.
No.
Nah. But I do remember like back in the day hearing that when it was still owned by the original founder saying that like she just launches products that she personally wants. Mm. And then they just became successful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, like, I think works for a little bit. But then once you become, like, a certain bigness.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you want to cater to other people.
You have to cater to people.
Yeah. Do they have a sunscreen yet? I feel like that's what...
Drunk Elephant?
Do they have a sunscreen? I feel like that's what they're missing.
I know.
Oh, wait, no, they do. The Umbra one.
I don't know.
But it's, like, it's SPF 30 and it's, like, a 100% mineral. But it's, like... very kind of white cast and greasy to me.
Why?
They have a tinted one too. Why? That I still think pulls kind of pale.
How do you still put that how do you still bring that to market?
I remember like that sunscreen getting a lot of like best of awards because it's like best natural sunscreen, which I'm just like, what does that mean? Sunscreen
is putting out, I hate that name too, they're putting out a new serum sunscreen. I'm wearing it right now, actually.
Do you like it?
I think it's okay. It's a serum, so it has a dropper.
Ooh.
And I put it on my hand and I was like, oh, this is going to be sheet white. But I put it on my face mm-hmm. and it was like,
went I like
right
that
away. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I like, it's really thin. And I mean, that's the point.
It's in a serum.
Dropper. I just need to wear it more to figure it out. But okay. Like first impressions. It's nice.
I like that more brands are putting out a sunscreen now.
But like, don't put out a fucking sunscreen if it has a white cast. Just figure it out. Don't put it out.
I think a lot of white people run that brand. That's why.
Yeah, but even like, I was sent this one by a new brand. It was okay, but I was putting it on and I was like, this is casty. Like,
yeah.
There are ways.
Even if like it's casting on you, like,
I mean, right? Like,
it's not doing anybody else any favors. Like, yeah.
Oh my god, I was on my way to your place one time. couple weeks ago and I was walking outside and
the world.
There was this cute girl and a cute guy having like a little date or something, and I did this really obvious double take because the guy, bless his heart, was wearing sunscreen, but his face was blue. And he was like, my complexion was white.
Oh, no.
But like, I have never seen a
unblended sunscreen,
a white cast like that. He looked like Mark Zuckerberg. It was so wild.
Oh, yeah. Bless his heart for wearing sunscreen.
You know, like,
yeah. No boys I know wear sunscreen.
No.
Unless they're gay. Only gay boys. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Straight men. That's how you can tell they're straight, if you have premature wrinkles. It's because you don't wear sunscreen.
And then they're not even moisturizing, so.
No. One of my ex-boyfriends, who, when we were dating, I always made him wear sunscreen. Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, I didn't have to say it. He's like, I know. I'll go back and put on sunscreen. I was like, thank you.
People think if you're indoors.
Exactly.
Or like, it's cloudy out, you don't have to.
But you do. I know. And then after we broke up, like the few times, like we're still friends, like I'll be like, are you wearing sunscreen? He's like, no. And I'm like, okay.
He's like, no, I'm not dating anymore.
Exactly. I'm like, that's what you lose. When you I know. I'm sure he's pretty happy. He's like, I don't have you breathing down my neck telling me you're sunscreen. I'm just trying to keep you beautiful. God.
Also skin cancer, not that.
Yeah, I know. It's like, fine, get premature wrinkles, see right. if I care.
Right.
So your next girl will have to deal with that.
Right.
God, we've come so far from deodorants. That was your plan all along, wasn't it? Like, distract me with a conversation on sunscreen.
I didn't want to stay here yeah. for very long. I didn't want to dwell.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's it. That yeah. you know, I think it's a cute key takeaway that yeah. deodorants can oftentimes become truly a part of someone's like inherent scent to you, which yeah. I think is powerful. So be careful.
And I'm glad that they're becoming more thought of now. Like, people are taking a more thoughtful approach to deodorant, making them chic. We mm-hmm. all love a nice we package. Love,
yeah.
Yeah.
Listener, think long and hard about your natural choice yeah. because they're not all that. And they may not be working at all.
Also, like, no shame if you don't wear deodorant. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, don't you, like, this will not be a journey I'll ever take, but don't, when you stop wearing it, you smell horrible, and then you smell fine.
And then you, yeah. I have heard this. I kind of think it's baloney.
I do, too.
I think it's just, like, stress sweat versus yeah. not stress sweat.
I think people are perverts.
Yeah. And I also think that when you stop wearing deodorant, of course you're going to be more, you're going to notice your smell more mm-hmm. because it's there. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you just stop noticing it. I don't know. I know people, like grown ass adults, who are like, oh, I've never worn deodorant.
And I was
like,
too. And I don't and
I'm
smell.
Like, I know. And I'm like, I've never smelled a smell from you.
Yeah.
Like, weird.
I know.
Do you just like never stress? Like, what's going on under there? Can I swab your armpit to test? Like, what's happening? But yeah. And I'm like, well, lucky you. You've never had to smell bad and then feel bad.
We should share that article that you talked about yeah. Natural deodorants yeah, not yeah, being yeah, any totally. Better.
It was just published like this week.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah. There's no... It's again that fucking greenwashing. I'm like, there's no ethical stance on whether you use aluminum or not. It will not give you breast cancer.
You can't take me down those roads. I know. I will never stop.
Same. But...
Yeah, they're not going to give you breast cancer.
No. It's just such small doses that and you wash it off. Like, you don't eat it. It's not going inside you. But yeah, I mean, hell, if you wear a degree and you love it, I don't care. It's fine. If you wear your Old Spice swagger, more power to you.
Just wear something.
Tynan's like, for deodorant.
No, you know what? Not even. If you don't wear deodorant, we celebrate that. But if you do, don't go through the motions of doing it if it's going to clock out 4 hours later. Mm. For you, you know, like,
yeah.
there are options. There are more options than ever.
Ugh, so many options.
Find one that works.
Yeah.
Ask us.
Yeah.
Ask here for the you. Internet.
As a former smelly kid, I'm here for you.
Yeah. I mean, we're always, you know. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
You got options.
Yes. So go confidently this summer. Free those armpits.
How the hell are we gonna edit this episode?
You cut off 20 minutes of your scabies conversation.
I think I'm gonna leave that in.
You know what? I think you should. I judgment. Think in general, skin conditions and STIs should be destigmatized.
Also, yeah, like,
because everyone deals with them.
Yeah, if me and fine. My friends weren't so ashamed about like,
yeah.
fucking itching.
Yeah, it's fine. Everybody has eczema. Everybody has herpes.
Yeah, it's literally.
Yes.
It's all fine.
Yeah. I actually remember once like going for my annual like women's health checkup and you do the test and they're like, do you want everything? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm here. You might as well. And I remember the gynecologist describing herpes as a sexual handshake. or like the sexual common cold. She's like, everybody has it.
I love that.
It's fine.
Good for her.
Like, yeah, totally. And she's like, it's completely manageable. It's like, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to, it's like something to be mindful of. But yeah. And I was like, oh, that's very comforting. Thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah. But now I'm just like, sexual handshake. Shaking hands with sex.
God.
I was like, well, that's going to be in my brain forever. Thank you.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. You've changed me as a person.
What if you're like, oh, I can't hook up. I have my sexual handshake. One day we'll get to that.
One day.
One day. But until then.
Until then.
Follow us on Instagram. We're at smileylater.mp3. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Follow me. I'm at Tynan Buck.
And I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra.
Oh, and leave us a review as well, please.
Oh, yeah.
We love reading them. You guys are so funny and cute.
They are very cute, actually.
Yeah, they're good.
Like, I very much appreciate that people put thought into those.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to the reviewers.
Yeah.
I love it.
And until next time, we'll smell you later.
Smell you later.